The banner headline in Italy's major sports daily had two simple words on Sunday: he's gone. He was Marco Pantani, the Italian cyclist who achieved near-mythic status with his back-to-back victories in the Giro d'Italia and the Tour de France in 1998. Pantani was found dead in a hotel room over the weekend in the Adriatic city of Rimini, Italy. Though doping charges and suspensions would keep him off the course, Pantani maintained his popularity, especially in his native Italy. Samuel Apt covers cycling for the International Herald Tribune and the New York Times. He joins us now by phone from Paris. Just how large a figure was Marco Pantani at the peak of his career?
At the peak, he was mythic. He was about as big as a hero as in Italy as you can be. He was the first Italian to win the Tour de France in 33, 37 years, and that made him an enormously popular figure.
In Italy, he was known as Elefantino, or Dumbo, because he was a rather small man with rather large ears and quite a large personality, too.
Yeah, he was called that. He hated that name. He much preferred the nickname Il Pirati, the pirate, which he carried off with a golden earring and a bandana over his head and everything except, I guess, a sword at his side.
And he had a big impact on the sport. I understand that everyone on his team shaved their heads in his honor.
Well, he was the greatest climber in the sport in decades. He could go uphill faster than anybody else. I mean, the man could zoom. He rode differently. He was sort of a throwback. The major climbers for years have been big guys who push big gears. It's power. And he was a small guy. He weighed about 130 pounds at the most. And he pushed a small gear, but he pushed it much more often. And it was great fluency and beautiful to watch.
When did things start to turn sour for Pantani?
Oh, you can date it exactly. It was the Saturday night, next to last day of the Giro, 1999, when the drug inspectors came to his room and routine check of his red blood cells, and he was over the limit. So he was ousted from the race, and this crushed him psychologically. This totally demoralized him.
What was he doing in recent years?
He rode last year in the Giro again. He finished 14th, respectable showing. But mostly he didn't do anything in recent years in the sport. He had become very introverted, obviously very depressed, very withdrawn. Almost classic case of alienation, I think.
Several bottles of tranquilizers and medicines were found in his hotel room, and over the weekend, the magistrate investigating his death ruled out a suicide. Do we know anything more about the cause of death?
They're just reporting now preliminary results of the autopsy show that he died of a heart attack and that he had water on the brain and lung damage. But the doctors in Italy said this is just the first test, and it's going to take weeks and weeks to pinpoint the cause of death.
Samuel, you covered sports for a long time, specifically cycling. Do you have a favorite Pantani moment?
My favorite was in 1998, just the day before the race ended, the Tour de France, this is, and he had just finished the last challenge before his victory in Paris, and he was so ebullient. This whole tour, the 1998 tour, had been rider strikes and police raids and a team tossed out for drug use. People weren't even sure it was going to get to Paris, and now all of a sudden everybody knew it would, and that the guy who won it was so thrilled in all the debris to be winning it. And yeah, that's my favorite moment, and that's the way I'd like to remember Pantani.
Thanks for speaking to us.
Okay, glad to do it.
Samuel Apt covers cycling for the International Herald Tribune and the New York Times. He was speaking to us about the death of cycling champion Marco Pantani.